audience ready for the meeting?
Oh, Charles. Well, you're pressed, so you don't count. Good evening and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors public hearing for Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. This is a public hearing regarding the proposed ordinance 686, which would amend the code of the Township of Derry by adding Chapter 89 entitled Downtown Core Design Standards. Mr. Emery, or Mr. Williams.
I think ultimately this ordinance can just be considered a supplemental ordinance to what's being considered later tonight with the zoning ordinance. The zoning ordinance establishes a downtown core overlay district, which I do have a map of the boundaries on the screen here. So under the zoning ordinance, the regulations that we typically see setback permitted uses and density of uses that are permitted within the district will still be regulated by the zoning. And then this ordinance in front of you tonight with the design standards would address the design issues for the same properties within that district. Yes, I'm sorry, maybe I'm just not speaking directly into it. So with the new standards that are being proposed, the primary goal of this ordinance was to address our current guidelines, which end up being very subjective in nature and oftentimes result in the design advisory board not being able to uniformly review the requirements from application to application. So those guidelines were a good foundation for this ordinance, and we took each of those guidelines and made them into required standards that we feel would be easier to interpret for landowners, the design board that would be created by this ordinance, and any other applicants to review and again interpret their path towards compliance. The ordinance will restructure the existing design advisory board and create a new downtown core design board. That name was given just for consistency purposes with the name of the downtown core overlay district. The new board would consist of the two supervisor members who also serve on the DHA board of directors, and then five additional members would be nominated by the DHA and ultimately appointed by the board of supervisors. And that restructuring is really to build off of the ongoing revitalization efforts of the DHA, but it's also to consolidate the review process from two current committees or boards into one reviewing board. Aside from that change in the composition of the board membership, all the other review procedures will be very similar to the proceedings under the current ordinance requirements. The board of supervisors will maintain their role in approving new construction and demolition projects within the downtown core boundaries. Since the boundaries have been expanded, the primary expansion to the south would be running to West Caracas Avenue. It was also extended to the north, running parallel to the railroad tracks. And then it was also extended southward into some of the Homestead Road corridor and additional properties in the Cocoa Avenue. So with that expansion comes additional inclusion of one and two family dwellings, and as a result, the board may remember previous considerations to try to expand the district boundaries before, and that resulted in quite a few comments, mostly from one and two family dwelling owners. So in consideration of some of the previous comments that we've had, we added exemptions for a lot of the activities for one and two family homes. Just considering the nature of that development, a lot of the improvements that they would look at, parking areas, fencing, improvements to their building would have very minimal impact to the primary Chocolate Avenue corridor that we're trying to regulate with these design standards. So those exemptions would only be for one and two family dwellings that have no frontage along Chocolate Avenue. If those types of uses are along Chocolate Avenue, then they would be continued to be reviewed under these design standards as they presently are in the current requirements. If those uses would change to more intense uses, that would have more of an impact to not only the Chocolate Avenue corridor, but also how those uses are connecting to that corridor, how they're providing parking and pedestrian access to those uses, or to the uses themselves. The more intense uses as a result would still be reviewed for compliance with these standards. Also, if we consider the potential for infill of new uses, cardboard or the lumberyard properties, for example, those two would still fall under the sign requirement because they would be more intense uses that would have more of an impact to the forward. Since the criteria will become more requirement than the guideline-based method, the ordinance proposes a modification process that would allow applicants to propose alternative materials or alternative design elements that wouldn't necessarily be covered by the design standards. The process for modification would be very similar to the waiver process for the land development. If we compare it to that, there's no additional fees necessary for submittal, but those requests would have to become or have to come forth in writing and be reviewed by the board with the rest of the application. In order to grant a variant or a modification, they would have to provide justification that what they're proposing in the alternative form would still meet the purpose statements of the ordinance, so that there's a gauge for the board to determine whether those modifications would be appropriate. The Township Planning Commission reviewed and recommended that the board approve the ordinance as being presented tonight. They reviewed that at their meeting on March 7th. Those meeting minutes were provided in your packets. Since this is a standalone ordinance separate from our zoning and subdivision land development ordinances, we consulted with the County Planning Commission and they elected in writing not to review this ordinance. Since our presentation to the Planning Commission, we did make some very minor revisions. Most of them were just text corrections. The only one that extends beyond a little bit beyond text correction with the awning requirements, we had regulations that prevent only monochromatic or single color awnings or striped awnings that were no more than two colors. In that clause with the striped awnings, we added that black and white colors would be exclusive of those maximum colors, so that will allow for some trim in that awning. Other than that, I won't go over any of the specific requirements. If the board has any questions about any of the standards, I'm happy to answer that. But we are recommending that the board consider adoption of the ordinance as being provided, and that is on the agenda during the regularly scheduled meeting tonight.
Very good, thank you. Are there any questions?
Is this a minimum standard, for instance, seeing the new slate roof be put on the community center? It's a pretty nice looking roof. And architectural shingles or standard rib metal shingles certainly aren't as nice as that. Are those two the minimum we want?
Well, I actually did intend to mention that and I apologize. With this being a new ordinance, we fully expect that there would be ongoing review and corrections, and the roofing materials were one of those additions that we were contemplating. Unfortunately, that would be a substantive change, which is, I'm sure, the term that we've been throwing around with the zoning ordinance as well. So we could make that change before the hearing tonight, but that's definitely something that we will be compiling in the future. So certainly the slate tile roofing is something that we would be looking at adding. There might have been one more change that just I can't draw off the top of my head. But I think with those changes, we could time that with the changes that we're also looking at doing with the zoning ordinance in a couple months from now. So that way, you know, the amendments are keeping up with the changes also being proposed for the zoning.
What is the process? Is there a change to the process? As Matt indicated, with a material that is not consistent, are they going to have to ask for a hearing to look at an alternative material?
No, it's not a hearing process. It's just that with the same application to the design board, so that they would want to submit the modification at that time. So the board would consider the modification at the same time as the rest of the application.
And that application would be before, like, the divided design advisory board, but that's going to get melded in, and will that have the same process?
That will.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, we can be adjourned. I can assure you the meeting tonight.